Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. A hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah.
You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. To my right,
Chris Mullins.
To his right,
I'm Tune.
Lastly, there's Yams.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Was that weird?
No, a little bit. It was like a delayed response.
How?
Maybe my response was delayed. I don't know. I'm all full of the papa, dude. I'm sluggish.
Like I have
a
pretty good reaction time.
Yeah, to some things, like traffic lights. Like you drag raced for a while, so like
it's
you
not
can,
a traffic light. It's a Christmas
so you can cut a mean light. But like, that's true. I've seen you sleep through green lights at just regular traffic lights. It's weird. Do you think that your brain would work the same? Any sort of like yellow, green, red situation, but it doesn't, does it?
No.
Does Christmas confuse you?
Always. Always.
Where's the fucking yellow? Anywho, let's go ahead and jump into the beer review. Yams, you're cutting line.
I did, because I had an opportunity to.
All right.
So I brought Crown Royal Whiskey Sour Black Cherry.
Oh, it's black cherry.
Yep, it's our pre-made cocktail with the Canadian blend whiskey, lemon juice.
A whiskey sour?
Yeah.
Lemon juice,
yeah.
Black cherry, and other natural flavors.
You know, it's one of those things you get in a highball glass with ice and stuff, or sometimes your buddy's cheap, it gives you a slight thimble full of it so you can sample it.
It's 23%. If I like it, I'm going to have more.
Oh, okay. If he likes it, he's going to have more.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a B-Day coming up. You want to be the toast?
You haven't had it yet?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Oh.
I always wait. I don't try shit out of time.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Chris?
Me?
Yeah, huh? Well, see, I was going to do, I thought of a new game for your birthday we'll play after this. Yeah. And it was going to be next week because your birthday's next Saturday. But then, like, your wife threw you.
2 days of WrestleMania.
Next weekend's 2 days of WrestleMania?
Yeah.
It's on Easter?
And my birthday.
They're taking
And 420.
Oh, shit, that's a busy weekend.
I got a shot in WrestleMania. Coming in for you, but yeah.
There was an attempted fist bump behind the table. So, yeah, anyways, here's to Chris and Easter and and WrestleMania and Vince McMahon. He said he loves him.
I don't mind missing, man.
All right, who's winning the main event of WrestleMania, Chris? Cody Rhodes or John Cena?
Man, I hope Cody.
Okay, Tune?
Man, I don't know. Like, it takes away Flair's shit.
They want that, though.
I know they do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, Cody deserves it.
Meh.
I feel like he does.
He's been champion for a fucking year. He's fine. He's not going to lose it.
He's had that shit for like 1,400 days.
And
how long
awful.
Has Gunther been a fucking champion?
Not long enough. He's awesome.
Gunther?
Gunther?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
What?
You like Hitler.
No, I don't. First off, that's Walter, as far as I'm concerned. Right, Chris?
Yeah, Walter was cool.
Walter's the fucking tits.
Gunther sucks.
Oh, does Gunther suck? I don't know Gunther. I only know Walter.
No one knows he's a champion. They don't treat him like a champion.
No, really?
He's never there. He's never on camera.
Fuck.
No, he only shows up right now to fuck up with Jey Uso, and that's it.
He's doing bitch shit, like coming out of the crowd and like...
running away. That's
it. It's not like powerful heel
the
shit.
The shit with Jimmy, though. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Jey Uso.
No?
No, I think he's fucking stupid.
Why?
Well, he doesn't do anything.
Huh?
He doesn't do anything?
I don't know, man.
He eats, man.
He yells yeet a bunch,
yeah.
And then he hits you with a super kick. That's it.
So?
If you get back up, he hits you with another one, and then he loses a lot.
I don't know, man.
He's not a good wrestler. I'm sorry. He's no fucking Walter. Is Walter bad now? Gunther sucks.
I don't know.
I don't remember Walter. Which one's that? Is that the little skinny model looking fucking
Gunther,
dude?
Gunther used to be Walter, and then they made him change his name for no reason. Apparently made him a bitch.
I don't like Gunther.
Well, I just felt like
is he still kind of fat?
Well, did you remember? No. Well, it's coming back a little bit.
He's daddish.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But remember his awesome, like, Intercontinental run?
I only remember him at NXT, so no.
Oh, well, he had this, like, really good IC championship run.
Oh, yeah.
This is the exact opposite when he's heavyweight champion.
Great.
Or whatever the fuck they call the bullshit now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so far behind on WWE. Is Seth Rollins still a bitch?
I don't mind Seth Rollins.
I hate the way he dresses.
Good enough.
Well, yeah,
I'll take it.
You know,
I fucking hate the way he dresses. There's moments where I'm like, all right, those sunglasses are kind of dope, but the fucking jackets with the pointy spikes, I'm like, dude, why? Like, why the fuck is this a thing?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Never have been. I was hating him before it was cool, man. I love Roman Reigns, though.
I don't like fucking AJ Styles either.
Okay, well, let's calm the fuck down. That motherfucker helped create the Bullet Club.
I do not like
the Bullet Club. I'm wearing
hate the hand thing, the gloves. I hate how young he tries to make himself.
He's the phenomenal one.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like AJ Styles.
He's my favorite aunt.
Took it. Yeah, because our real aunts suck. Our real aunts are terrible. Imagine how epic Boston Dad would be if fucking AJ Styles was his mom.
Yeah,
be pretty great.
Fan.
AJ Styles wouldn't have walked him around on a leash.
You don't like the Styles Clash? Because that shit looks like it sucked dick.
I mean, it did. Like his wrestling is not bad. I just don't like his character or something.
His wrestling is not bad.
And then he gets some people as well to take that shit off the top rope. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
That's the one move where if you don't do the opposite of what you're supposed to do, you get paralyzed. Because they always tell you to tuck your chin. If you tuck your chin, you're laying on their fucking crown or your head.
Yeah.
Pretty badass for the people that aren't the guy doing the move. I guess it's always safe for AJ Styles. The phenomenal forearm. He's a it's karate and shit. That's like saying you don't like Rey Mysterio.
Does he still do the Pele kick, or is he too old?
He's probably. I don't watch.
Does he still do the Pele
man,
kick?
I don't.
Like the.
Does he do a backflip and kick him in the head, land on his own stomach?
Like he would do to kick a soccer ball.
I think he has like once. I think I've seen him do it once.
Oh fuck, he's just getting too old.
But man. I think he has a match with like Logan Paul, or whichever one it is.
It probably will.
Is it Logan?
Logan Paul is from what I've seen, is a hell of a wrestler. He's like a natural at that shit.
Yeah.
Yamcha's winning WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes or John Cena?
I like his wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm going to say John Cena since nobody else said John Cena.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. I don't think
they'll give it. As long as it isn't the vegan, I'm cool.
Bryan Danielson's retired and thank shut God. The fuck up. My God.
I was like, who?
Out of everybody mentioned, he is miles above all of them. Even Walter.
Yeah, I liked him once he stopped crying. He see? Cried a lot when I was first introduced see? To him.
That wasn't even wrestling. It was fucking Total Bellas that his wife made him watch. It doesn't...
What the fuck are you talking about?
The vegan.
Brian Daniel. Brown. Daniel Bryanson. Yes. He's a vegan in real life, and apparently he cries a lot, but he's a hell of a wrestler.
He had a cool vegan belt, though.
He did, man. It wasn't leather. It was made out of, like, fucking hemp.
Bamboo and shit.
Hemp and bamboo, yeah. It looked like it cost $5 to make.
Topaz.
It did, man. And just regular ass rocks. Kind of like topaz, but not as green. It was awesome, dude.
Jesus Christ.
He lost it to Kofi Kingston? That was wonderful.
Pause for just a second.
Well, hey, so that's Brock Lesnar.
Hold on. I have something to say real quick.
Yeah.
Aren't topazes yellow?
Well, then it wasn't a topaz, but no, I don't believe so.
Topaz on topaz is blue.
Like a blue-green, like, right?
Like Native American jewelry?
Yeah.
Topaz?
Turquoise?
That's a color, not a stone.
It's a stone.
Is it?
Yes.
Topaz. Jesus.
Hey, you know what it wasn't? An animal product. That's what it wasn't.
What?
You know what it wasn't? An animal product.
Topaz is like an orange or yellow.
Well, then it wasn't topaz, Chris. Sorry, buddy. I was on your team, Todd. Wasn't.
There's a blue one.
I don't know why you think I care if I'm right or wrong about this.
I was confused when you said topaz and then said it was green. I'm like, I played enough Diablo 2 to know that ain't right.
That's what you learned. I shouldn't be surprised.
He was in AEW. He retired. In AEW.
All Elite Wrestling, buddy.
Why is there's a guy that came to wrestling now that kind of looks like him. Fuck. He's got
another one?
The wrestling match. No, he's...
No more vegans in wrestling.
The KO guy.
Kevin Owens.
Who's the guy that's like...
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Nope.
I just see long hair and a beard. I see a small thumbnail.
One's a ginger.
Is it?
Yeah, Sami Zayn's a ginger, bud.
Told you how much I know about wrestling.
I don't like him either.
Huh? No, he's great.
No.
He's one of those guys I wouldn't want to meet in real life, but he's fantastic in the ring.
Fucking gingers in real life are gross.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
I was trying to find a picture of his belt.
It's kind of one at the table, but...
Big-ass giant gingers are scary.
To your left?
Maybe. They'll drag you into a cave and steal your soul.
Was it this?
He's also raising one?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
See?
There's no rocks. We made it sound like
there were rocks, damn it.
Man, I was waiting to see, like, Mankind's fucking hardcore belt.
Some things are better in your memory.
That was cool. No, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a good story beat.
Hammer gravel with some piece of wood and he wore it as a belt.
It's like Captain Caveman, you know what I'm saying, in his club.
Fuck yeah, dude. Jesus. That'd be a great gimmick.
Yeah.
So you guys have, well, at least two of you watch more wrestling than I have lately, and I'm wearing a wrestling shirt, hoodie, and hat.
Right.
So.
Well, you know my thing. I can't wear shit out in public.
They'll cause conversations, yeah. Right. Yeah. Just last week at the grocery, I was wearing an AEW hat, and this guy was like, hey, man, you know they're going out of business. I was like, why? Like, because Cody Rhodes left. I was like, bitch, that was like a year and a half ago, and they're fine. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up!
I had a NASCAR shirt on today, and then I changed before I left the house because I'm like,
man. You got stopped yesterday at the barbecue joint for your House of Crazy shirt.
Yeah,
that's true. He got stopped for his House of Crazy shirt, and then the guy commented on Ray's Astronomicon shirt, and he didn't say shit to me.
I wore a House of Crazy shirt today.
I was wearing a Green Bay Packers hoodie, but you know,
my white and orange one.
Nice.
I like conversations too. So, anyways, let's. Here's the birthdays and all that shit. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, birthday, sir. Are you 44, 42?
I feel like
he's gonna be 41. Oh, that's not as smooth as I thought it'd be. Oh shit! That I don't have a whole glass of that. It's good.
I like it.
It is dice. Good.
It's a sipper, not a shooter.
Right.
It probably needs to be over ice.
On the rocks. Yeah, yes, I completely agree with that. Maybe garnished with a little something.
I feel like this has a lot of the seltzer taste that y'all hate.
I like it.
No. Yeah. No, it's not carbonated.
No, I like this.
No, it's, I like it too. It's good.
But we need ice.
I thought it was cold enough. It's apparently not.
Well, it's been sitting out for quite a while. Yeah. It might have been the fact that we drank it out of a Jaeger shot glass, and that's not right. I'll go.
They were the cheap ones I had handy. I was willing to bring over. I don't bring my glass ones over.
Fair enough. Sweet Sue's, I'm going to give it 4. I like the design of the bottle. It's purple. It's gold.
It's got a cork.
It looks very royal. It's corked. Also very nice. Completely wrapped. Yep. Taste, I'll go. Man, I don't think we drink it the way you're supposed to.
No.
But
no, it says to serve over ice.
You don't shoot whiskey sours.
Weird, huh? But I'm still going to go.
You don't shoot anything with sour mix in it.
That's a good point. Or black cherry, I'm thinking right now, because I'm getting a lot of that in the back end.
What that flavor is?
Yeah. Yep. I'll still go a thumb and a half on it.
I just taste Crown Royal and fucking sweet or sour mix or whatever.
That still sounds like a pretty good time.
You got any ice cubes in this fridge?
No, not in this fridge.
This stuff is covered in spoiled chicken.
Grab 4 ice cubes real fast.
Put them in our shot glasses.
Yeah.
I'll still go a thumb and a half. Like, it wasn't as intended, but it's still good. I mean, it was a little stronger of a taste than I was expecting.
I think that's just from, like, whatever they're using for the sour. You said it was, what, lemon? Or some shit in it?
Lemon juice.
Yeah. Lemon juice? Okay. Yeah, no, I'll go a thumb and a half. Easy. If it was over rocks, it probably would be a 2-thumb or all. Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Can we buy this shit locally?
I don't know.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
These ones? I don't know. They got it down in Georgia or someplace. Oh, where they're passing through.
I don't know if it's that flavor, but I've seen the pre-made whiskeys or Crown Royal stuff before.
I've seen, like, the cans, but, like, I want that.
Those are, like, Crown and Colas. I think we tried them on the show, and they were
not good.
Yeah, they're bad, right?
Yeah, I think there was one of them that was good.
The apple.
There was one, yeah.
I think the apple was good, but Crown Apple, anything's decent.
Sweet Sues, I'll give it 2.5. Like, it's cool, I guess.
Right, well, 2.5 doesn't really scream cool.
But yes, whatever. Man. as far as taste and shit, I don't know. I could drink it. I'll go 2 thumbs.
It's 2 thumbs?
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Like, I can see this sitting in a glass next to me while I'm bullshitting and sipping on it.
Yeah, do you think it's like a good garage beverage?
No, fuck no.
I didn't think so.
Nothing on that. What?
I didn't think so. I was just asking. You said
garage beverages are in bottles or cans, not fucking in a
bottle?
Glass.
Oh, okay, because that's in a bottle.
No, I mean like a bottle that you drink out of. You don't have fucking AA meetings.
Oh, okay. Dude.
Like, this is something I would sip on while playing video games.
Yeah.
How you're saying, like, sipping and chilling and shit? Yeah. Video games. I'd get that right amount of buzz to be better.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can get that kind of buzz. Uh-huh. To, like, well, not like a Call of Duty like you play. Maybe a single-player game. Yeah. Like Peggle.
Peggle's fun when you're fucked up.
Really? I've never played a period. Yeah. Sober or otherwise.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Peggle's so fun.
Never played it?
That's the game I started playing at your house, wasn't it?
And then I downloaded it. Yeah, I got the Peggle's on my game.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Chris have played those games for fucking ever.
I'm going to go I'll go 3 on the Sweet Sues. Like, it's cool as fuck. It's a dope bottle. I wish it was easier to read some of the shit on it.
Well, that's the bad lighting of the garage. I think. At least part of it.
But then I'm going to go, like, 2. I enjoy it, and I can imagine that it's better with ice. So I'm going to just go ahead and say it's a 2 for me.
It might even be better if you took a second one and knew what to expect. Does that make sense? That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your taste buds already having, like, your mind's like, oh, this is going
to
be...
You don't get that jar of, like, oh, that's kind of sour, that's kind of strong, it's kind of this. Yeah, I think it might be better just on a round 2. Yams?
Yeah, I think it's definitely... I love the bottle. No, I love the bottle.
Yeah, I did too, man.
So I'll agree with you on a 4.
4? High score, high mileage.
And I'll give it a 2 because I enjoy it because it's Crown.
Oh, it's
the bottle says it's Crown Royal Whiskey Sour, ready to serve. A delicious, well-balanced whiskey sour, expertly crafted with Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, and lemon juice with notes of black cherry.
There was definitely notes of black cherry. For sure. Yeah. I don't think.
You don't know the cherry. You're just thinking of black cherry Faygo.
What's wrong with that?
Last thing, cherry thing I ever drank was probably.
Dude, I'm a sucker for black cherry, pretty much anything. Like the IBC black cherry cola in the glass bottles.
Never had.
Fucking one. Delicious. No, it's too sweet. You'd hate it.
Yeah.
But for anybody else, very enjoyable. So
you think, like, I don't drink pop or anything. Never really drink pop or anything.
Right. I was going to say this. I'll take one more. I was going to say this is burpee, but I'm also drinking root beer, and it's probably.
It's a little awkward to pour.
Oh, because it's so wide mouth?
Yeah, it's a big wide mouth. Bottle's kind of heavy.
Well, it's also meant to pour in a full ass glass and not a shot glass.
Hey, we may do what we can.
How many drinks do you think you'd get out of that if you're pouring over the rocks? Because you do what, like two fingers probably?
Always two fingers.
I don't know, like 10 maybe?
10?
Yeah.
No, if you're ready for it, that's delightful. You didn't take your shot.
But did you sip it or did you just shoot the whole thing?
I just shot it. But I let it sit on my tongue.
Shot it?
Yeah, but I let it sit on my tongue. That's good, man.
I'm about to sip this one. Right. Out of a shot glass.
Pinkies up, man. Pinkies up. Yeah, no, I didn't even think about it. I was like, well, this isn't very much, so I just shot it real quick.
We're so degenerate, so just shoot everything. Even me.
Wine?
Like, even me! The virtue of all things good in life, Chris Ma, even me!
Well, no, this is like at work when they had to try that tequila where it was just not a thing, it was just straight back. I didn't, like, go taste for tasty, it or nothing, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like when we do the wine and like cider trail and shit in Tennessee. Fucking wine, like your mouth smelling it, like sitting around, like,
yeah,
that was all right.
I don't feel it yet, you pussies.
Next, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Give me your next
good.
Yeah.
Definitely better if it was a little bit colder.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you that warmness.
I would throw in a couple of machine of cherries.
Like I said, some sort of garnish, yeah.
And just add a little bit more sweetness to it, and I think it'd be real good.
Yeah, could be. I don't know, I like it though. Crown, I think it's pretty good.
Lemon, cherry.
Yeah, I got the cherry nuts slipping
it. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cherry, I felt.
No, I got it now.
Okay.
I don't taste it when I shoot it, Danny.
Right, I'm sorry. As he puts his fucking pinky out, takes
I still think it's heavy on
the dude, if I take a drink of bottled water, pinky's up. I don't know, it's...
I know.
It's my gayest habit.
Paragon of virtue, man. I got you. Even me! Yeah. Chris Mullins! So I thought of a new game. You guys ready for this? I've only come up with one title so far, and it's pretty original. Are you guys ready? Did I do that? I don't know why my voice cracked. Maybe I was trying to be my inner Urkel.
That's definitely what it was.
Yeah. Did I do that? That's not like I. Okay. So I'm going to read you a vague crime, and you have to tell me if the crime was committed by a Christopher, a Raymond, or a James.
Oh shit!
There is one surprise Daniel in there, but only one.
Okay. It's a pedophile one.
It's definitely a sexual
crime. I didn't find any pedophiles.
Well, that's good.
Well, one's questionable.
He looks at me when he said that, though.
Oh, no. If any, I would have been the worst ones on Chris for his birthday. So, number one, you guys ready?
Yeah.
This person murdered 11 family members in Hamilton, Ohio. Was it a Christopher, a Raymond, or a James, or was it the one Daniel? It's really hard to find an evil Daniel. I know.
That was
not.
Pretty hard.
You got to type in Danny with an I.
Don't tell him how to spell my legal name, Chris.
Donnie.
Chris, you can go first, man. Is this a James, a Christopher, a Raymond, or a Daniel?
It's a James.
Okay.
That's definitely just a James.
Well, I was going to agree with that. Yeah.
Well, you're all right.
That was my first thought. Like, it's not going to be Chris. This is definitely a James.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah. He died at 88 years old in prison of natural causes. Because sometimes life's not fair.
Like, he went to different houses. Or did this fucker have, like, 9 children and 2 wives?
I don't know. I only dug up super deep details on one because it was really sad. Unlike 11 murdered family members.
Right.
More sad.
All right. It involves a dog.
There's no way you think a dog is sadder than fucking 11 humans.
I don't know. Humans can be pretty shitty.
Yeah. Depends on the humans. All
right. Yeah, it really depends on the humans, man.
This is a shit human. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, shit dogs are a thing, too. You've met Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, Darby, I'm going to say on his best days, is kind of grating.
Like, Quinn wouldn't be like a murderer. That would be like.
An abortion.
Like a relief killing, I guess. A mercy killing.
I'm going to stick with Chris and say abortion on that one, actually. All right, number two. You guys ready? Became an enforcer for a drug dealer. The drug in question was meth. They were hired to protect their home to make sure.
That's you as fuck because it's guns.
Yeah.
You're both saying Chris? Yams?
Who say Raymond?
It's a Raymond.
Oh, okay.
Yams takes the lead. There is a prize for this game. I forgot to mention.
Don't fucks with the meth.
No, but I feel like I like taking things apart, and that's the biggest part about doing meth. It's just disassembling.
And forgetting how to put it back together.
He's right, yeah. I didn't want to make it too easy.
Hence see, your neighbors like cleaned up a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Like, thinking of meth.
You got a dog.
Yeah. Never on meth. They've had the dog since they moved in.
Anywho. How do you know they've never been on meth?
Huh? I said they're not on meth.
How do you know that?
They're not hyper enough. They don't do enough. They're not active enough. They haven't sucked my dick once.
They cleaned an entire yard.
She's never seen them in the front lawn at 4 a.m. with the toothbrush. So
yeah.
That's true. I haven't. Usually because I'm in bed.
So they're good methods, I guess.
There's a shepherd tied to the front porch.
Steve. Yeah, with a toe strap. I know.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that really a toe strap? Yeah. You mean like a ratchet strap?
No. It's too thick.
What do you... Like my old toe strap?
Yeah,
like
that's how I know what it is. Yeah.
Shut up.
It just has the loops at the end and that's it.
You remember that motherfucker?
Yeah.
I used that bitch for 30 years.
Exactly. That dog. For 12. That dog's not going anywhere.
I tied up quite a few cars with that.
Yeah, or dogs.
We used the fuck out of that thing.
I'm about to look. I'm
I stole
leave.
It from somebody. I don't know where I came from.
Probably my neighbors. They got it back.
I took it from our teacher.
Oh, Jesus.
I hate to keep track of shit, right?
All right, so the next one became known as the Southside Slayer. He was thought to have killed 5, but when he was captured, he confessed to 12. So a bit of a chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
So, Chris, go ahead. Oh, James, you want to start this one?
That's a Chris.
Chris, okay, yeah. Tune.
James will just brag about it.
Well, that's kind of what it is. He went from 5 to 12.
But at the same time, he wouldn't just tell him, like, where we're at.
No, he didn't. No, he's just like, hey, okay, he was just like, I killed more, you fucking horrible cops.
Yeah, I'm going to say Yams.
Okay, so we got... And you said Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll go Chris.
It was Daniel.
Oh, that's the Danny?
Daniel doesn't know when to shut the fuck up or keep his mouth shut.
You would be the snitch.
I would be. 0 points awarded.
Yeah.
Thanks for your vote of confidence.
Same.
Thanks. Wow. Fill in the line.
I just like the three of us know to keep our mouth shut.
Well, if you're caught, you're caught. Fucking live it up, dude.
Oh, shit. I'm not caught until the fucking... I'm in court and...
You ain't about to add extra shit.
This motherfucker was caught, yeah. All right, number 4 became known as the Beauty Queen Killer. Abducted 12 young girls and killed 5 of them within the span of 6 weeks.
You gave this one to Chris.
I didn't know these are real people. I didn't. Is this a real? Is this a real Chris though?
It's Chris.
Okay, James, we're going out of order.
I don't know.
I gave this one to Chris. I was like, well, today Chris is a pedophile. Ha. I did say girls. You know we would never do that. Those young boys are fucking hit, though.
I don't know. Yeah. The beauty pageant we'll scene Chris. Of it.
It's two Chris's.
Like, you just like, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
You think you're prettier than
pretentious
me?
Pretentious hoes.
You're an asshole, Chris.
I'll agree with him.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah.
It's a Chris all day. And we all knew it.
Yeah. Especially as, like, they had, like, new Mustangs and shit, you know what I'm saying?
They were children. Well, I mean... With new Mustangs.
Everybody's somebody's child.
Yeah. Baby. We're all children. God.
We're children of God. We're children of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are the fucking hippies saying?
Yep. Oh, I haven't told you any of the real names. Sorry. For the first one, that was James Rupert that killed 11 family members.
Rupert.
Yep. Number 2 was Raymond Martinez. There's a fun fact I'll get back to you on that one. 3 was Daniel Lee
Harvey?
Sherbert.
Sherbert?
I guess, man. I think it's Siebert, but Sherbert's a funner name. 4 was Christopher Wilder, the beauty queen killer.
That's pretty wild. Where was that at?
Mm-hmm. I have some locations. That's not one of them. So, number 5. Serial killer, another one, killed up to 5 victims in Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh, I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
TMs.
He's so confident.
TMs. He'd punch a moose.
Is that because there's like walruses
he'd
up
punch
there
a moose.
Stuff? He just like, you know.
He'd knock out a moose, bro.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and finish the thought, Chris.
I don't know.
He walks up to our
wall. He said he smelled like a manatee and shit, so I'm like... An Alaskan manatee what? Is like a walrus.
I've never heard you say
you always compare yourself in the water to like a manatee and shit when we take out the
oh, pole. Swam. You said sweat.
That's what I heard too. I was like, I don't sweat that much actually. I'm a pretty dry person.
I don't get the water much. But like, I remember he always considered himself like a manatee or whatever. And I'm like, an Alaskan manatee is a walrus.
You sweat like a manatee.
Right? Am I wrong? I think they're from around that part.
They're about the same. They got the same face, man. Yeah. And you just don't have tusks.
Yeah. It's Yams.
Yams doesn't sweat.
Yeah.
Is that 2 Yamses? And Yams, what do you say?
Can I? What's his last name?
Oh, Richie.
James Ritchie's.
It does. Yeah. It does scream.
It's not Chris Ritchie. Yeah. That's fucking awful.
Well, they're all Christopher's. Christopher Ritchie works. Still. Raymond Ritchie works. James Richmond, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably right. That's probably who it is.
Yeah, you're all right against the James.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
James Dale Ritchie.
JDR. Yeah.
Dale's a hell of a middle name, man.
I follow Jimmy Dale.
Congrats.
He's a street racer.
Awesome.
You know, I still can't find the new Street Outlaws.
It's not on Discovery?
I can't fucking find it on that or the other show.
It's locals only.
I find season one, not season two.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
In the middle of a game.
He said drag racing, and it just kind of piqued my interest.
Oh, I haven't even tried watching it yet.
All right, so this person accidentally became a cryptid.
What?
They accidentally became a cryptid.
And you only had one pick?
Possibly.
You said there's only one of you.
I think we all could be our own unique cryptids if given the
Could chance. Be, but only one of you are. Only a Christopher, or Raymond, or a James.
Yeah.
Not a Daniel.
With an eye.
Nah, there's only one Daniel. It's already been used. Yeah.
Well, what's the
That's it? That's all the information we get?
Became a cryptid.
It's a Ray.
Okay.
It's definitely a Ray.
Man, could I be like the stoner cryptid? Be cool.
Yeah, like the Mothman's red eyes, yeah. But like a trellis.
Yeah, no, it's Ray. You're all right. Yeah. It was Raymond Theodore Robinson.
It's a fucking hell of a name.
A good name.
Yeah no, strong. He's a solid dude, and it's fucking
a solid dude.
It's sad.
You got more shit on him?
Yeah, this is the one I looked up.
Fuck yeah!
I just thought of somebody getting lost in the woods and scaring people and running off because they got scared themselves because they scared people. That's a Ray thing.
Oh, he wasn't horribly disfigured
in the woods.
Fuck yeah!
That's a Raymond thing.
That's why he's never been back to the gathering.
I had a good trip there.
So Raymond Theodore Robinson, he was born in October 29th, 1910, and died in...
What?
He was born October 29th, 1910.
That is my birthday.
That is fucking... I didn't even notice that. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
He died June 11th, 1985.
I was born in 87.
Shit, this is
reincarnation,
weird.
Baby.
Yeah, I think so. Known as the Green Man or Charlie No Face.
I do love weed.
Charlie No Face.
Raymond No Face would be a sweet nickname.
What?
Raymond No Face.
Raymond No Face.
Yeah, this was guy. He was Charlie No Face. I don't know where they got Charlie from.
Because they didn't know his real name because nobody got near him.
That's true, yeah. He was an American disfigured man whose years of nighttime walks made him into a figure of urban legend in western Pennsylvania. Robinson was so severely injured in a childhood electrical accident that he could not go out in public without fear of causing a panic.
Man, I think I was reincarnated because I do not like fucking with anything electrical.
Really?
Like doing anything in the house, I'm like, oh, it's electrical. I don't want to fuck with
you
it.
You just kill the main every time.
Yeah, every time. Yeah, hey,
man, better safe than sorry. So he went for long walks at night. Local tourists would drive along his road in hopes of meeting him. But most were disappointed to see no such person. Nonetheless, people passed on tales about him to their children and grandchildren. People raised on these tales are sometimes surprised to discover that he was a real person who was loved by his family and neighbors. Hmm. A real, I'm not a monster, lady, right. Kind of moment. Yeah. But yeah, could you imagine
but he
being...
He really was, probably.
You were zapped so hard as a child that people think that you're fucking, you're a Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking Charlie No Face, which would be an awesome wrestling name.
This is who broke into your house that one time.
That's what I was thinking.
But one time, several times.
No, he only broke in once.
He was invited in the other times?
No, he didn't come inside.
No, we stopped him from coming in the second time.
He's right. You were
is
all
that
there.
When he tried to spread the ashes?
Yep. Yeah. His father's ashes, because he used to live there. Not that I gave a fuck.
Just vacuum him up when I leave.
This is what he wanted in life, right? So, all right. Chris, I was rooting. This, it's a big prize. Not in size, but like it didn't come from the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And
who won?
Nobody yet. There's one round left, but Yams is in the lead.
Okay.
Did you go to town lately?
Did I go to town lately?
Out of town? Like Kokomo, Muncie?
I did last weekend. You were with me. Why?
Last weekend?
We went to Michigan.
He was in Niagara Falls.
Last weekend, we were...
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Why? I was just going to say, if you went to Kokomo, it's from Five Below,
we
not
were
Dollar
in
Tree.
Michigan.
Oh, no, it was local, but it didn't come from Dollar Tree. Or any dollar store, for that matter. It's a very on-brand kind of prize. I'm just saying.
In the past 2 months, I've traveled to like 7 fucking states.
That's crazy.
That's a little much.
That's crazy.
All right, so lastly... this guy was a killer. If you search his name, there are a couple just headlines, like one word descriptions to describe him. So are you ready for those descriptions?
Handsome.
22 caliber killer.
Okay.
Midtown slasher.
Uh-huh.
Racist.
That's definitely Chris.
Chris.
God damn it.
It's a Chris. It's definitely Chris.
It's
definitely
me. It's a Chris all day. But it's, son of a bitch. He killed at least. This is. I had to cheese it a little bit. Joseph Christopher.
Oh. I was Joey going... C.
Yeah, man. Joey C was not a chill guy, it turns out. Big old racist that only killed black people.
That's not cool.
12. He killed 12 African American men and boys in the early 80s. So, the Christopher Wilder, your first one, the Beauty Queen Killer, his killing spree took place in 1984.
Uh-huh.
And Joseph Christopher's killing spree ended in the early 80s. Coincidence? Fuck no.
Damn. Same person. I'm like a...
They're all Chris.
Yeah. Charles Lee Ray, huh? Like maybe they're just
the Chucky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Well, Yams, you win.
Thank you,
sir. Are you ready for your prize?
Sure.
What do you win by?
One.
I was going to say, I thought I was like pretty close to the spot on Yams every time.
We were all tied, and yeah. He was one of us.
He disagreed on one answer, and he was right, and you guys were wrong. So there you go, Yams.
So that's getting cashews.
Not quite. No, go ahead and read it.
This is
that be Stew?
No, look at the brand, though.
No.
Look at the bread.
America's favorite.
This is Sweet Sue's chicken and dumplings.
It was for you, motherfucker.
I had Sweet Sue's chicken and dumplings.
You know you guys buy that?
No.
I didn't either.
That was the thing she always made.
Made with white chicken.
Yeah?
Just white beef chicken.
Shut the fuck up. There's no way.
Made from scratch. No, America's she favorite.
Like, she was like famous for her chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. And you let her down.
I didn't let her down. I can't eat that. There's so much sodium in it.
At the top of the can.
It's very That's patriotic. Amazing. Yeah, man, I told you, it was a very on-brand prize.
What's the sodium content on
it? It's a lot. It's definitely a lot.
How many servings is in that can?
Serving size, 1 cup. Serving size, about 3.
Holy fuck, okay. That's not a big can.
Okay, so if you do the 3 servings, there is 2,300 fucking milligrams of sodium or something like that.
How many calories? There's only 190 calories.
That's pretty good, so at 600.
So 600 calories.
So you have 5 grams of fat.
It's nothing.
1.5 grams of saturated fat.
It's a lot.
20 milligrams of cholesterol.
Which is 60.
23 grams of total carbohydrates.
Jesus Christ.
3 grams of dietary fiber. 14 grams of protein.
Okay.
1,040 milligrams of sodium.
So it's over 3,000.
43%. It's the biggest number on the planet.
43%. That's one serving, Danny.
Made from scratch.
I would eat this whole fucking can, though.
Yeah, oh, we do.
We all would.
Yeah.
Like, I plan on it.
He's like, I plan on it.
You tried to give away Yams' prize. Yeah.
That's going to be lunch this week.
Okay.
It's fucking dinner tonight if you don't take it.
I can't eat that anyway.
It's one of those things I saw it on the shelf. I was like, well, I have to come up with the game because I have a prize.
Where'd you buy that?
Rulers.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm going to have to go pick some up now.
Let us know how they are.
I will text you guys this week.
Yeah.
I went grocery shopping today, so it'll be a while before I go.
He's going to be sweating like a walrus after he eats it.
Sodium. Might eat it on Wednesday. I got to work on Wednesday.
There you go.
I sit at home with the
fucking sodium sweats.
Sodium sweats.
That sounds pretty horrible.
Man, he's going to come home and have a heart attack.
So I made the joke about there being no evil Daniels in history. That was a lie. There's no evil Raymonds. One was a cryptid. He was just a disfigured guy. The other guy is a character from Breaking Bad. The drug dealer? That's not a real guy.
The drug dealer? It's not a real guy.
Yeah, he became an enforcer for a drug dealer that sold meth. That's from Breaking Bad. He wasn't a real person. There's a character named Raymond Martinez. He wasn't real.
Oh.
There's no evil Raymonds. You know, if you type in evil Chris's of history, it's just Christopher Columbus over and over again.
Yeah, but it's like stupid. Like
No. No, he did a lot.
Yeah, but like, who didn't back then?
That much?
Well, not everybody had
all the Jameses that he had with him. There wasn't that many Rays of James and Christopher back then.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah,
no, there was like no evil Raymonds.
And wasn't his brother worse than him?
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, it was his brother. And if you say fucking Daniel Columbus, I'm going to come across this fucking table.
I don't care where you come.
You. But yeah, what was his brother's name?
So fuck if I know, Danny.
You have a phone?
I didn't know the motherfucker had a brother.
I don't know if he does. I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Christopher Columbus had a brother, and I'm pretty sure he was just as heinous, if not worse. They were like a tag team.
So why was he so much worse? Because his name wasn't Chris?
Yeah, man. I think he just had bad PR. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. It wasn't an easy game to do. I was expecting it was like, oh, there's this Chris and that Ray that did this and that, and they're all fucking like monsters, but like, no, not really.
Right.
I'm a saint.
Huh?
Saint.
Apparently, yeah.
All right. Okay. He had three brothers, Bartholomew, Giovanni, and Glaucoma. But they called him Diego.
Shut the fuck up.
There's no way it's Glaucoma.
That's an I, not an L, James.
Either way.
Giacomo?
Yeah. Giacomo.
How the fuck you get
that's a tight ass name.
That's fucking cool. Far off from Christopher.
Yeah.
A little different.
As well as a sister by Bianchetta? Or
Bianchetta.
Yeah. You go ahead and try to say that. It's like Brianna, China, Etta.
Bianchetta.
Bianchetta.
Nice.
Kinda I say
like,
both right.
It's like quinceanera, but would it be?
But what's his,
I can smell that.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
It was the evil.
Yeah, but what atrocities did they accomplish?
Accomplish?
Do.
I didn't get anything from that.
Accomplish. That's like saying the Holocaust was Hitler's greatest accomplishment.
Well, I think
that's what you just said.
His art? Horrible.
I think his greatest accomplishment was technically shooting himself in the face. Yeah. If he did.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Yeah. Living in Argentina. Sharing a birthday with some fucking asshole. Actually, this was 420, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you celebrate it so hard every year.
Nah, not for him.
All right, this says... let's see. There's a common narrative that Christopher Columbus was cruel and a tyrannical leader, and his brother Bartholomew might have been involved in supporting his exploitive policies.
Is supporting it? Is not making him worse.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Hitlers are bad, man.
They are bad, but I don't think they're worse necessarily. I don't know.
I just knew he had one, and he...
So, yeah, his brother Bart was, you know, in with him on it.
Yeah.
Christopher Bart.
Bart Columbus.
Yeah, Chris and Bart out, you know, fucking off in the Americas.
Fucking killing natives.
I went to school with a Christopher Columbus.
And? Go ahead and defend
this
him.
This is not a good news.
Oh, man. Weird,
he
huh? Wasn't.
And he got into a fight with Christopher Robin one day.
Okay.
I swear to fucking God.
Everyone in my school was named fucking Christopher. I don't know why. There was five of us in our Tucker class.
What?
We had to go by last names, Dave.
Yeah.
It was a classroom full of Christmas. I don't know why.
And we were all such assholes.
Just the fact that Winnie the Pooh
versus Christopher fucking Columbus. Columbus. Who won?
It was in a shop class, too. I was in the same class.
Who won?
I don't know.
They got into a fight in front of the school outside of a bus. They got off, because I rode the bus with them. They got off the bus and, like, they were going to fight. But they were just kind of like...
pushing.
Like groping each other, kind of pushing each other and yelling. And they were in my fucking way, so I told them to fuck off and get the fuck out of my way. Or going to beat both their asses.
Why don't you go blow each other and stopped, and that was woods.
It. And then James called one of them a tigger.
Whoa. You can't get out of my way. It's hot out. I'm sweating like a manatee. That's classic Yams.
It's like fucking
muscle. You got no hair.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I had them both in like one shop class or some shit. I remember getting into it there and stuff. It was fucking crazy.
Man. All right.
Because they were like the same person. They're these like short, I mean, and that's something because I'm not tall. Mm-hmm. Calling somebody kind of short and chubby and just kind of all around like bad nerdy, okay?
Dirty.
Bad,
stinky. Oh.
Yeah, bad nerdy.
They were probably poor too.
What do you classify as? What do you classify as bad nerdy?
Them.
Yeah, but like what made them bad nerdy, not good nerdy?
Like dirty nerdy?
Yeah.
That's every you guys all bought magic cards today. That's typically the dirty kind of nerd.
No.
Oh yeah, not us, but no.
No, I'm thinking like you mix like the nerdish with the trailer and then you combine.
I was one of those. I take showers. No,
I'm thinking of like Charlie.
Yeah. I don't think you maybe.
Those poor dirty nerdy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I've been around way more magic players than any, probably all three of you put together. Mm. And no, it's a very smelly crowd usually.
These people probably grew up to be close to E-Day. That's what he means by bad nerdy.
Oh,
nerdy.
Oh.
That's how I take
yeah.
it. Just like piss and jugs because they don't want to stop playing Doom.
Why was Doom the game you went with?
Because it was back in the day. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Crazy Taxi.
There you go.
Suck my dick.
No, thank you.
Why? Where did Crazy Taxi go? Like, I was looking up one more today.
Where it deserved to, Chris.
What do you mean? It was a fantastic game.
It had a great GTO. Soundtrack. That was it.
Huh? GTO killed it.
GTO?
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. It is GTA.
GTO.
It's like Grand Theft Auto Origato.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Domo!
What GTO stands for?
Yeah. Yeah, not... Yeah. Obviously.
What did you think of the Grand Turismo off-road?
I didn't know what it fucking stood for. I didn't know. What did you... go ahead. What was it? GTO stands for?
Grand Turismo Origato.
Domo Origato is where my movie was.
That's funny from Miles GTO. The GTO stood for that.
He's being a real fucking dirty-ass nerd over there.
But, no, but I'm going to switch to something called Chaos Taxi.
It's all bloatware. It's all shovelware. Don't buy it.
What?
What the fuck were those words you just said?
Shovelware. So if you get on the Switch's eShop.
They have like physical copies at Walmart.
Oh, really?
That's all. Because
if there's a physical copy.
Money and she was looking.
It's not going to be made by the same people. Well, it's not.
I don't even know how they got away with it because it looks like the same goddamn cover and everything.
Yeah, the Switch has a real problem with what they call shovelware, which is like if you get on their eShop, you'll find games that are like $1.99 and it's Modern Combat or Call of Honor.
It's because it's a glorified fucking cell phone.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, you can't get fucking Pokemon.
Bullshit, I can play. My phone's capable of doing everything that fucking Switch can do.
Yeah.
Probably better.
If copyright wasn't a thing, you can't play an official Zelda game on your phone.
I guarantee someone's figured it out.
Yeah, you can get emulators, but that's not official. I said official.
I'm just saying.
It's all the same thing. Hardware-wise, though, yeah, your phone could totally be a fucking Switch. I know that.
It runs off a little chip. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
The games are so tiny. They taste bad.
I have one.
Have you ever liked a Switch game?
No.
Try when you go.
Why would I do such a thing?
They're purposely bitter so kids don't eat them.
It's Japanese. I'd never put my house on Japanese.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah, I didn't believe it when I was told either, so I licked one. They're gross.
They taste bitter?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a really bad taste. That way children don't eat them.
So they have built-in bitter agents?
Why are these motherfuckers so far ahead of us?
They're not.
What?
What?
They're not.
Chris, if we were as advanced as they were, you'd have those same bitter genes in your penis.
What's wrong with mine? That is not a threat.
It's the same size, and people shouldn't put it in their mouths. Yeah, it's choking hazard. Oh, well, anywho. I did find somebody was very excited. They were going record shopping, which isn't really a hobby I'm into, but like, Chris, you have a few vinyl records.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed in Record Store Day this year. It was yesterday.
What was the big headliner?
I don't know. Twister Jelly Roll didn't drop anything, so I didn't go.
Okay. Well, they found an
album. That's the extent of my record collecting.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it consists of less than 7 vinyls.
I think I have 4.
Some of them are doubles. If you count each one as a vinyl, you're up there.
You can't do that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never bought one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have 4.
They found a vinyl by Poles to Pansy.
Uh-huh.
Called That's My Wife! With 2 exclamation marks. From the Johnny Otis Show Live. So it is it's quite the album cover. There's a lady yelling, "Stop, that bride is my husband." And it's a guy getting married to an obvious guy in a dress with a wig on. Stop, that bride is my husband.
Who the fuck's album is this?
They're really foreign, right?
Poles to Pansy. I don't believe so.
You don't believe so?
I don't believe so. I mainly saved this for the track list on the back. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
On the headline, Lusty, Love, Laugh, and sex-laden language for adults only.
That's one track?
No, that's just a warning at the beginning.
Oh. Sex-laden.
It's sex-laden. It's for adults only. Yeah. Track number 1, Senior Citizen.
Ew.
I'm going to play this shit now just to know what it sounds like.
I didn't go that far, because track number 2, Chris, what do you think it's called? After Senior Citizen is track 1. What's track 2?
Fuck my vegetables.
Close. Okay, Chris.
What do you mean? That's close?
Paraplegics are fun?
That's one word. Rape!
Oh.
Yep. That's track 2.
Okay.
Yep. The Gorilla?
The Gorilla.
Yeah, so if you're even order a Senior Citizen, rape the Gorilla.
With a walker.
Big Dick the Meat Man.
Okay.
Which is my new ringtone.
It's not bad. I probably heard that song.
What was the name of these motherfuckers right quick?
Hold on a second.
Big Dick
Poles to Pansies?
Yeah, Poles to Pansies. The number 2, of course. Big Dick the Meat Man is followed by Beep Beep, which seems far too innocent.
Beep Beep.
Yep. Z Cox S beep, beep. Care.
Z Cox?
S Care, which is scare. I don't know.
Okay.
Followed by Big Black Snake.
I feel like we've already heard that one.
Sex Education.
Uh-huh.
Deacon and the Hog.
Deacon? Like a church deacon?
Yeah. And the hog.
Okay. Maybe it's a motorcycle.
Either way, I don't want a deacon on a fucking motorcycle either.
Yeah?
No.
Deacon be dicking with that hog.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous Dan McGraw.
That sounds like a good country artist.
That's my country name, yeah. It's my wife.
Okay.
Joy Prong.
Why is this album Prong. So long?
There's two sides, man.
What? Oh, it's a full LP?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Plugged In, Kiss It, Snake Biter, and Farewell. It's mainly Senior Citizen into Rape into the Gorilla is mainly where I was stuck on. But yeah, that was really pressed to wax.
You said Poles.
Let me go back.
Two Pansies.
Poles to Pansy.
P-O-L-E-S.
Yep, the number two. P-A-N-Z-Y.
P-A-N-Z-Y?
Yep. Oh, with doll face. So there's a woman.
Poles to Pansy with doll face.
With doll face. And it's, that's my wife.
Face.
So while you find that, I noticed we didn't watch a movie this week.
Were we supposed to?
Yeah, I
was not watching that movie. The one he sent in the group chat. I don't find anything for
Poles to Pansy. It was a 1992 space movie.
Oh, that movie.
Oh, we talked about that on the show before. And we can't say the name.
I don't think we have we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I brought it up a long time ago. Old House.
Yeah, I've known about it.
Mm-hmm. Inwards in Space, right?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah. In our more cavalier days, when censorship wasn't as much as it was or is now.
Yeah, I don't find anything on YouTube about it. That's maps.
Could be completely fake. I have no idea. Didn't do my research.
Did you fall for more AI?
I might have.
Yeah.
That's pretty good AI then. Let me check their hands. Those are real hands.
How can you be so sure?
Dude? And the disapproval on that wife's face, legit.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, hands are the easiest way to tell if something's AI, because the fingers will be going the wrong way or twisted and everything. You know that?
I've heard people say it.
You're very anti-robot. I feel like you should know that. You should know how to combat the AI. I watched an entire trailer today for the new Zelda movie.
The new Zelda movie?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Live action starring...
Shut the fuck up. Oh, this is AI. It was a real. Okay.
Yeah, no, it
ended up being AI. I was like, you guys wouldn't have told me about this goddamn shit.
I got 30 seconds into it. I was like, well, the voice narrating it is AI as fuck.
Yeah.
But the rest of it looked pretty good.
It got me the other day on a Jungle Gym fucking movie poster.
Jungle Gym.
Funny car? The Jungle Gym?
Oh, okay.
70s funny car?
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Yeah, no.
I think Grumpy Jinkins was like the tuner, the crew chief on the car.
That's a pretty sweet nickname.
Yeah, no, he's a bad legendary.
I'm assuming he's an abrasive asshole to get that nickname. Yeah. In a fun way.
Well, first off.
Yeah.
I think I found it.
I can't find it on YouTube.
It's The Johnny Otis Show.
Live, yeah.
Pots and Pansies with Dollface.
Pots and Pansies.
That's my life. Final LP.
It's Pots.
Well, how are you pronouncing it?
Poles.
Poles. The lines of the T's are very, very, very thin.
Pots and Pansies or Pots to Pansies?
Pots to Pansies. No, it probably is and.
It's and.
That's an ampersand. Fuck!
Dude, it's so stupid.
They paid $16.50 for this vinyl.
When, though?
It came out in 1970.
Yeah, I can see that. It's not a new-looking album. And the wife looks like she's in a cult.
Is it by Royal Trucks? Is that what you said?
No.
The Royal Trucks.
Show.
Oh, I should have zoomed into the picture. Fucking Chris, check that out.
Is there nipples?
That's the dude's fucking hand holding it.
Ooh, that's a rough finger.
Yep.
That motherfucker got stuck into his fan blade.
That is fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she has cult vibes going on, right?
Yeah.
And then you scroll over and he's accidentally marrying a dude, but like, how could he tell? It's not like he has fucking a full beard.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, but a whole musical album. I don't know if they have one, two albums.
I can't believe you didn't try to find it or listen to it.
I don't think I want to.
But hold on. I'll get there.
Oh, great.
I'm glad you can, because this still doesn't pop up on my ship.
Well, I was giving you the entirely wrong
name. Yeah.
Which probably didn't help.
Pots to Pansies? Oh, no.
I thought it was
What's
Poles.
What's the latest album you listen to, Danny? You're on your Spotify. What's the last song you were listening to?
The last song I liked.
Yeah?
Yeah. Last album.
Oh, it was the new Sleep Token single. Caramel.
Caramel?
Caramel.
Or is it Caramel?
It's Caramel.
Pretentious assholes.
He's British. That's how they pronounce it.
Stupid.
All right. So, yeah, as leader of his own band, Otis had 15 top 40 rhythm and blues hits from 1950 to 1952. His biggest success was with Willie and the Hand Drive in 1958.
So it was a pimp.
Yeah, giving people hand drives.
So I want to look up Willie and the Hand Drive and let you guys sample that.
Is it Hand Jive?
Louie and the Hand Jives.
Right? Willie? Okay, I was going to say Hand Drive or Hand Jive. I've heard Hand Jive. That's a song I hear at a car.
Yeah, but Hand Drive I haven't heard of.
Hand Jive.
Nor do I want to.
Yeah, damn it. Where the fuck is my last song I liked? It was Dizzy Wright.
Fake what about fan you, Mr. Base. You're all cool and shit. Well, if you open up your Spotify, what starts playing?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the Hand Jive.
Is that a song called Rape?
Yeah.
Wait, I'll tell you what, my grandpa's played this shit on vinyl before.
I don't know. It's every song.
Every car show.
Yeah.
It's every song that sounds like that, though.
I like it.
It's a whole fleet of songs. All right, yeah. Mr. Badass, what's your Spotify?
I didn't say it was badass.
What's I don't have Spotify.
Like, last liked song.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, liked? I don't know how to like a song.
No, my last song,
I
was listening to on Spotify when I opened up is that Do is You Prozac. Know Where You Are, Prozac, Take 9 and Twisted.
That's such a good song. Twisted kills it on that fucking song. Yeah, they do. That whole album, that song's dope.
It was like the first time we really heard like Tech N9ne do some like rock shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like out of nowhere.
Yes. Yeah, what you got over there?
I feel like I clicked the like button by accident. My last like song is I'm Made of Wax, Larry. I'm Made of Wax, Larry. What did you expect?
That's on Spotify?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
A Day to Remember. I couldn't even tell you how the song goes.
Okay, so I have...
It's a great name, though.
I have four liked songs on my Spotify. Demons by Bazanji, which is a good song. I listen to all the time. I don't know who the fuck he is. The Devil Inside by Massaman, Binks, and Oh No, Octopus. He would like the song.
Oh No, Octopus.
I got Did Me Wrong by Atlas and Wishing Well by Nova Rockefeller. That's the only songs I've probably actually liked.
I don't think I've ever liked anything on purpose because this is some weird shit.
When I like shit, it plays it to my liked album, so I can just go through and just play all the shit.
Yeah, see, on Spotify, if you like it, it's its own playlist.
I'm yeah, that's what my shit is. Because
Like
right here's all of Generation Nightmare. Why would I have liked the whole album?
Liked the whole
album.
Maybe, and then I have one ICP song I liked on my entire list. There's 300 and something songs.
Uh-huh.
What ICP song do you think? Here's Praying by Kesha. I don't listen to Kesha. I don't know what that song is.
Do you still share Spotify?
I used to. Ah, my wife. I don't think she liked this ICP song. So out of all of ICP's catalog, what was there one song I have liked?
Chop Chop Slide.
Nope.
Tilt the World.
Nope. That makes sense.
Oh, this doesn't make sense? It's Cotton Candy, isn't
it? No. Is it one of the Cyphers?
No. No.
Post the family error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just Jay and Light. Wonderful.
Is this, how was their diss track? What was the 6 foot 7 foot?
Yeah, 6 foot 7 foot.
6 foot 7 foot. I don't think they changed the name, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's not that either.
Those fucking losers.
It is a final track. It's a closer.
I'm Coming Home?
If I tell you the album, it'll give you the whole answer.
I don't know, because I don't know the closing.
Is it the Wagon song?
Yeah. It's nothing left from the Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
That's a good song.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't heard it in years.
I couldn't remember the name of it. I just know you talked about the Wagons.
Yeah, no, it's that one for sure.
It's a good song.
But then, like, an entire album by Teenage Bottle Rocket?
What the fuck is that?
I'm not sure.
Is that a mutant? Like an X-Men?
I don't think so.
Bottle Rocket?
Yeah, she's in, like, the Deadpool movies.
They have great... In My Head, I Found the One, Nothing Else Matters. Oh, God, they covered Nothing Else Matters. Ooh. Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Oh.
They Call Me Steve. It's a good name. Kill Shot by Eminem, an entire Yellow Wolf album. Logic.
You like Logic?
See Yellow Wolf on Wednesday.
I don't listen to Logic.
I like Logic though.
You have to tell me how the show is. I've never seen Yellow.
Let's go.
There's an Elvis album.
It is a Wednesday.
Night. It's a fucking Wednesday. Where's it at?
4-1. The Clyde Theater. Looks like a nice joint.
Did you say Let's Go because he has a song called Let's Go?
Who?
Yellow Wolf.
No, but I'm glad it worked out.
It's Yellow Wolf with Travis Barker.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
I thought you did it on purpose.
Yeah, so long ago.
Yeah, that was on my fucking, when I actually used iTunes and paid for shit.
I have an entire Elvis Presley album. I have the Burns solo album, which isn't good. From Mayday?
Oh, yeah, that album sucked.
Yeah, it did. There's a whole Twisted album. That one makes sense, I guess. The Native Howl.
Oh, that's a good band.
Yeah.
It's metal, bluegrass metal. I don't know if you've ever heard it.
James, how many good Charlotte songs you got liked on yours?
No, no.
I don't know how many good Charlotte songs are there.
I don't like anything on mine, first off. But the last song I listened to was Vinjay.
See, now here's the question. Your wife has an iPhone?
Yeah, I think so.
When you say you think so? Everyone in his goddamn family, extended family, has an iPhone. He doesn't like other phones being in his house until recently.
So, like, when you get in the car, you connect your phone to the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you sent a photo the other day saying that it follows you.
Yeah, I sent it to Chris, yeah.
Yeah, but it's your iPhone that Good Charlotte was playing on, sir.
No, it clearly says 103.3.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it said
raise a dumbass.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it said fucking connected to iPhone.
No, like, no, my phone's connected, but it was on the radio.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be connected?
You'll catch him. Don't worry. He'll slip.
He'll slip up.
Because my calls will go through the radio and stuff.
Oh.
You'll walk in, he'll be half asleep, just, don't want to be just like, and you just record it, and you send it to him when he wakes up. It'll be fine. We'll get him. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. So somebody found a note I found kind of creepy. Headlined, Punishment Number 4. It had been left in the public, okay? And it's somebody's punishment they're supposed to do while they're out. I think it's a sexual thing. Okay?
If I just lost, like, fantasy football or something.
I was going to say hazing for a biker gang.
Good. Nice. Well, let's figure it out. Wear the entire outfit to the park and walk limberlost.
What's that mean?
What's limberlost mean?
Is that like limp?
There's no context.
What's limberlost?
Bra and panties, too. With a star next to it and a smiley face after it. P.S. Put your hair in pigtails. P.S. number 2. I can't read it. Fuck.
You think we should outlaw pigtails?
No.
It's too kid-like.
No. Oh, if anyone calls you ugly, show them your pretty panties. Good luck, sissy.
Oh, this is some gross shit.
Yeah, or fantasy football.
This is good luck, sissy. Maybe your name's Sissy. Like,
maybe it was just a dude calling another dude.
Sissy?
Yeah, maybe it was like a hazing thing. Yeah. I'm going to go biker.
Yeah, I'm going to hazing.
Yeah. A nice, innocent one.
No, just kind of like,
it just sounds like gang. Some dude that's into humiliation.
Yeah,
that could be too.
That was my guess, yeah.
But it's usually them that like to be humiliated.
It goes both ways. Maybe they take turns.
But I mean, if she's walking through the park, how's he going to know about the humiliation?
She has, like, talking about the Hells Angels.
No, I'm pretty sure. Like, her left him the note.
She left him the note?
Yeah.
That's I love how you guys think there has to be another person involved, and it just wasn't one guy writing himself a note and then following through.
Like a schizophrenic asshole?
Or just, like, a really weird fucking dude. Like E-Day.
Or our uncle.
Oh, okay. Right. That's not the one that popped in my head.
It never is, because you don't know this motherfucker.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So, like, the uncle I didn't know popped in my head. I was like, he wore panties?
That's wrong. I mean, probably once.
You think so?
Trying to be funny.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Done it in leggings.
You've done it in leggings.
Not even leggings, but like,
wait, hold on. Hold on. Okay, you didn't laugh when I walked out of the room in panties. Now look at the panties while I say this. Are you ready? Where's the gravy?
Huh? Right, yeah.
Oh, I got it that time.
Yeah. Are we glazing over that Ray just said he had fishnets on?
What happened?
I did it one time just to be funny as fuck. She went in the bathroom, left her fishnets on the bedside, put them on while she was in the bathroom. She came out and had fishnets on.
So I would have been underneath the blankets and just like,
oh no, I was just standing there.
Posed.
I like how it wasn't to be funny, it was to be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
That seems like some fucking shit I would do too.
I've had your wife's shirt on before.
Okay.
You know?
I wore fucking a server's leggings to work one time because Brooke didn't believe I'd wear leggings all day. I just kept talking shit that I'd wear leggings to work because they wouldn't let me wear shorts anymore. It's like, fuck it, I'm going to wear leggings. They didn't believe me. I came to work in leggings.
Were they, like, super comfortable?
Nah, they're soft. Yeah. They're uncomfortable, though, like, in the groin area for us. Yeah.
Well, they're not meant for testicles.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sit on one side.
Yeah, I can see that.
You say you could or you want to?
I thought I could see that.
Oh, okay.
You gotta get in between. You get that good moose knuckle. So that motherfucker's them two balls are just hanging over. Like,
is there such thing as a good moose knuckle?
Yeah, you get the balls on one side and the dick on the other.
Okay, for prosperity's sake, sure. Like, it looks good, but, like, it's not. I don't think it's comfortable.
Oh, no, you're probably gonna have a hernia.
I'm moose knuckled so hard I got a hernia. Yeah. Sure, man. Hell yeah. Well, AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
I'm Tim.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold your beer.
And wear your fishnet. Oh.
fucking funny.
Yeah.
No, I've never wore women's clothes before.
No?
No.
No.
Only Yams' wife's. It's the only woman's clothes I've ever worn.
Why'd you wear her shirt?
She said I couldn't fit.
Was it a belly shirt?
Yeah.
That'd have been even funnier.
No, it was a women's small.
She's like, I had a sister-in-law's jeans on before.
Oh, yeah. I was hammered that time. I was sober for the shirt.
Which sister-in-law?
I don't remember. Who was it?
Mustachio.
Great. That's how I got herpes.
Oh. That.
Yep, yeah. That's how I got the herpes.
Nice.
Because I had lost a decent amount of weight, man. It's like, you couldn't wear my clothes. And she's, I was like, I could wear your shirt. She's like, it's a women's small. I was like, so? And I put it on, and I could wear it. There's a picture of it. It's a very
fitting tight shirt.
Yeah. Yep. It was snug. I had a mohawk at the time. Good times. I don't have the photo.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody does anymore.
House fire. I don't know. Way to bring it up, Danny.
Yeah? Hell yeah.
Maybe. Probably just lost our phone somewhere.
We'll go to house fire.
I don't think we ever printed it out, did we?
Yeah, you had it on your fridge for a while. I don't know why.
That's funny.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. It's funny. Like, you tricked me into dressing like a woman and they had it on their fridge. Yeah, no, that is funny. All right. Yeah, never mind. I'm going to two thumbs on the Crown Royal Whiskey Sour. Sticking with my four Sweet Sues, which is a brand. And I feel like they should pay us. They should endorse us.
Crown Royal?
No, Sweet Sue.
Oh.
Chicken and dumplings made from scratch. Yeah. More sodium than you could possibly stomach. Also, I did forget to mention this on the podcast. You already heard about it. We ordered Papa John's for dinner. Okay.
Why?
My wife wasn't feeling well and she just wanted to order something. She didn't feel like going out.
Papa John's every once in a while.
But why Papa John's?
I let her choose. That's what she wanted.
Not Domino's.
The breadsticks and cheese sauce is the other thing I like from Papa John's.
They're the worst breadsticks in the world. The cheese sauce is good.
These are like garlic bread sticks, like covered.
No, they get the thing that's just the pizza crust. It's awful.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
The floury ass, dry ass bread.
No. Yeah, no, that's what I like.
Yeah, they're awful.
It's cheese sauce.
I only like that shit when it comes from Noble Romans. Yeah. The Noble Romans breadsticks are fucking top tier.
Yeah, they're good.
Man, the one time I work at McClure's.
Yeah.
They fucking suck dick.
So I only go to Hilltops too.
Yeah. They're probably good there.
So we order a pepperoni sausage green pepper pizza for my wife and I.
And my son gets out there because that was silly ass. That sounds gross.
What?
That'd be good.
I don't know what you
sausage,
said.
Sausage, green pepper? Nah.
He won't eat sausage.
Would you eat pepperoni and green pepper?
No. Throw that shit away.
Why? Hey, what's wrong? What?
Just you like pepperoni. Green peppers, right?
Yeah. Just on pizza.
Not really?
Yeah. You don't like any vegetables on pizza?
No. Pepperoni pizza is it.
Oh. Pepperoni. That's weird. I find it odd, too.
See, I've got
on the rare occasion, I'll get like a tomato and maybe some bacon.
See, neither of those. No,
super supreme. See, that bitch.
I can't do the olives and the mushrooms. No, I can't do either.
I've got. I don't want any meat on my pizza. I want just cheese and like vegetables.
Give me all the meats, all the vegetables.
See, one time, my mom ordered one that was just pineapple, green pepper, and onion, and it was delicious.
Yeah. Pineapple doesn't go on pizza.
That, I love it. Anyways, so we ordered the pizza, and my son, he doesn't really like pizza as much as most kids. I feel because every time we order it, he gets pasta. They all serve pasta now.
I don't like pizza either.
Okay. So you got chicken Alfredo, add bacon, but you have to build your own pasta on their website when you order it through the app. So my wife's like, okay, you have to build it ingredient by ingredient. So Alfredo sauce, cheese, chicken, bacon.
You forgot the pasta, didn't
there was no pasta. It was just melted cheese with toppings in it, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was not a fucking panini noodle.
Right?
Nope.
So who fucked up? You fucked up or they fucked up?
I didn't do anything.
See, I thought they you meant up. Like y'all ordered it in Domino or Papa John's fucked
I
up.
I feel like the Papa fucked up. But also, my wife ordered it,
yeah.
Not feeling well. Bit of an MS flare-up.
But you can read noodles.
She's just blind.
True that. Her headphone talks to
I was in the garage.
Yeah.
When it was ordered and delivered. Working on the game. Parker got 5 bites in. I didn't see a noodle. I got concerned. I was like, hey, Parker, where are the noodles? He's like, oh, right. It was just a big box of sodium. Like, I think it had more. He might have been.
I would have probably still. I would have just made some noodles. Fucking mix that shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, what'd you do with it?
He ate what he wanted and we threw the rest away.
You give it to the dogs?
No, it's just cheese and shit. It's nothing but dairy. It's bad for dogs.
I give my dog everything.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Why is dairy bad for dogs?
I thought cheese is bad for dogs.
Well,
it's not great for them in large quantities.
Yeah. Okay, dude, there's a fuck ton of melted cheese. No noodles.
The baby.
But you have big dogs.
Yeah.
It could have been that much.
They're fine.
I don't know. We got home last night. I was sitting on the couch. I was in my boxers. And I'm laying next to Courtney where Courtney's eating, like, cheese she had cut up, like some Kobe Jack. And she kept putting it on the leg of my boxers so the dog would lick the cheese off of my boxers.
So fucking weird.
It was so fucking weird. Why? I'm like, what are you doing? And then, like, I started moving my leg lower so the dog didn't have to work as hard.
Chris, you got molested.
Shit, your wife got molested. It wasn't like near the groin area, so I don't
think. Dude, boxers aren't that long. It was near the groin.
No, these boxers are real long. These boxers are longer than my shorts.
So I've owned a lot of boxers. None of them ever go that
long. Mine are like that long, yeah.
Okay. All
right. I still wear long boxers.
Right here. That's where mine's at. Mine
right now are right here. But they're usually longer.
I'm freeballing, guys. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm a bad gauge.
Yeah, I thought you only freeballed too.
It depends.
Yeah, I don't do it every day. It's just today I am. It's more of a convenience thing. Like, if I'm in a hurry, I can't do the basketball shorts under jeans. I've tried it. There's no fly. Like, what if I need my dick out real quick?
Like, I need to pull my dick out.
No, you gotta undo the belt and everything.
I technically should only wear bamboo.
I carry a gun on mine. I can't.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really help me because, like, where the elastic is what fucks up with that HS and shit. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. So it depends on how that's doing if I wear some or not.
Say it's bad enough. I have to, like, take keys and a gun off my belt and shit if I have to poop at work, which I try not to do. But yeah, just to piss under, with the basketball shorts, I have to undo the belt, undo the pants, pull everything down. The gun's just like shooting me in the back of the knee. No, thank you.
Hey, you unclip it, you throw it in the goddamn sink.
Just to piss real quick?
Oh, no, not to piss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To where if you wear basketball shorts underneath your pants.
I literally wear basketball shorts every day. I have a pair on right now.
I know, and Yam says he doesn't do that. That's what I'm saying. It's too inconvenient to piss.
I can pull my dick out and undo like, my belt. I'll go through my pant leg or whatever. Anything.
I'll just scoop the pant leg up and piss up the. If I got after the shorts.
Gym shorts.
No. Yeah, the gym shorts. That's what I'm saying. If I got gym shorts on underneath, I'll just piss through the leg of the shorts.
I'm only doing that if I got double gym shorts on.
I don't own shorts.
And that's funny. If I got shorts on, gym shorts on underneath my pants or
like if I'm just lounging around the house and I just have gym shorts on and nothing else, yeah, I'll piss out the leg.
If you're just lifting your gym
shorts. No, I'm not. You're not like that dude at the racetrack. Yeah.
No. Blue raised mine.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
The dude at the urinal with his pant leg up just pissing out his shorts.
That is. In public? Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. That's fucking weird. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't used to do this, but my dog molested me last night. Yeah, with the help of my wife. Yeah. So, Chris, you gotta revisit the whatever we drink.
Man. I'll go 2 thumbs still. And 2 on the sweet sauce. That's cool.
Right. I'm still on my 3 and my 2. Like, I had a second thimble full. And
I think everybody had a second, didn't they?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a rarity, honestly. I doubled up on those last week, Yams, if you want to revisit the beer review from last week.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get the sour?
Yeah. And the creaminess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty solid, I thought.
No, I'm going to stick with my 4 and 2. It was good. I enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
So, is it my week next week?
Yes. Unless you don't want it to be. There's Toons is already in my fridge.
What the fuck did I have?
The WWE beer. I bought one, too. Or it's not beer. It's fucking Smirnoff iced or some shit. It's going to be gross. But you bought a flavor.
This Smirnoff ice wasn't gross.
Do what?
This Smirnoff ice wasn't gross.
These are in cans.
Seagram's.
These are spicy.
It's going to be really bad. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, guys. That's my alarm reminder for me to take my evening medication.
That's where you turn into a pumpkin.
I got 5 minutes.
I got to hurry up and get up home.
I do say next week we do the WWE booze because it's WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, so are we going to record in WrestleMania weekend?
I don't give a fuck about WrestleMania. It's up to you. I mean, if you guys want to watch it.
Cool. How do you not care about WrestleMania?
I haven't watched it in years.
It's like not watching. You watch it every year.
What? Mania? I haven't watched Mania in years. I watch the Rumble every year. I don't watch Mania.
I've watched the Rumble.
I feel like we talk about Mania while it's going on. We text about it while it's going on every fucking year.
I might have watched Night 2 last year. I've never watched Night 1. That's what it is. I've never watched a Night 1. Since it's been 2 nights, I've never watched a Night 1. Or a Night 2. One of the two. I've skipped.
You're going to not watch CM Punk headline WrestleMania Night 1.
Oh, probably not.
Who do you got
You're insane. He's fucking lying to himself.
Who do you got in that match?
What, in the triple threat?
Yeah.
I really don't care. Why are you asking? Triple H. He's a fucking poser over there in his fucking wrestling.
What, Reigns, Punk? I'm not wearing anything WWE. What are you talking about? I'm wearing New Japan and fucking AEW. So.
Reigns, Punk.
Yeah, who's the third?
Rollins. Yeah. And Heyman's in Rollins.
They'll give it to Rollins, probably.
I'll say Rollins, yeah. He's got
that way the Heyman beef can continue a Roman Reigns CM Punk storyline. If I had to guess from just going based off future storylines and shit. I answered it. Go ahead.
What?
Who's winning the match? You fucking poser?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Roman Reigns.
I think it'll be
Rollins. See, I find him least likely to win. I don't know why.
Did CM Punk go over?
What?
CM Punk went over last. Was it SmackDown or whatever?
No, he lost the cage match. Rollins technically won because Reigns pulled him out, right?
No, I'm talking about like just last week.
I don't know. SmackDown? I didn't watch SmackDown. Yeah. I only watch Raw.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Roman Reigns.
Yeah, too.
I'm gonna say Rollins.
James?
I feel like this is a downfall. Who'd you say?
I said Rollins.
You said Rollins.
I said Rollins.
And you said
Reigns.
So he's gonna go CM Punk.
Okay, there you go. Hell yeah.
Because I don't watch wrestling and I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, don't say that too loud, Chris yells at you.
I know Danny watches wrestling too.
Exactly. We all do.
Everybody knows I don't.
Yeah, you were the wrestling guy.
Yeah, I was. I haven't been watching AEW.
I watch anime. Y'all want to talk about that? No. Include me. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit over here and shut up.
Yeah, no, I haven't been watching any of it lately for whatever reason. I watched the Rumble. I always watch the Rumble. That's something. Even when I was out, I always
watched
the Rumble.
The baby just got into wrestling, so that's why I watch it now.
Yeah.
And it's just like the whole John Cena bullshit. I fast forward to the first 45 minutes of the show because it's just talking.
Oh, that was
and
awesome, though.
That's why I would stop and catch parts, but I'm like, all right, fuck off. Like, I watch wrestling to watch wrestling, not two grown men read a script in the middle of the line.
Yeah, I don't know if I can agree with skipping the talking, man, especially if it's like Cena and Cody Rhodes and stuff. Some of the, I mean, Cena's one of the best talkers there is.
Yeah.
You don't watch good anime. Solo Leveling is really good.
It's like I've heard of it.
It's like super hyped right now. It's really good.
Eleven Solo? Yeah.
Solo Leveling.
Solo Love Lane?
Leveling.
Leveling.
He's refusing to listen.